The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Mallory?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Christopher Brooks welcomes me to his office on VCU's campus in the heart of downtown Richmond.
Come
Good,
have a seat.
Thank you.
Brooks has written several books, taught in Africa, and is an expert on HIV among African-American men. But I didn't visit him to talk about his work. Instead, it was to talk about the color of his skin.
I stress to several of my students, particularly in my larger lectures, that I am likely to be the only African-American professor that they are likely to have. That shouldn't necessarily be the case in 2015.
When Brooks started teaching here in the early 90s, a greater percentage of the faculty was African-American than it is today. Now, he's one of only two black full-time teachers in the School of World Studies, out of 47.
I have seen instances in when we had the opportunity to hire others, and those opportunities weren't always taken.
The lack of African-American faculty on campus hasn't gone unnoticed by students.
The state of black faculty and black students here at VCU should be treated like what it is. It is a crisis.
This fall, a student group staged a sit-in at the president's office. The school responded by holding a forum on diversity, drawing an overflowing crowd. Angelique Scott spoke in front of them all on behalf of the group Black VCU Speaks.
The black student to black teacher ratio here at VCU is 45 black students to one black teacher. We need VCU to end its search for cosmetic diversity and work towards real diversity.
To do that, students have demanded that VCU double the percentage of black faculty to 10% within just the next couple of years. And they're not alone. Students at the University of Missouri have done the same thing. That school has been ground zero for a nationwide push for more black faculty in higher ed.
As somebody who really cares and really is invested in wanting to see jumps like that, I just know that it's difficult for a couple of reasons.
Kimberly Griffin is a professor at the University of Maryland and has studied diversity in college faculty. The first reason, she says, students' demands aren't likely to be met is that change in higher ed is slow. Colleges are huge bureaucracies. The second is that we don't fully understand why black faculty rates are as low as they are. Students say it's the hiring process, that predominantly white search committees are unintentionally going to gravitate towards white hires, while faculty say it's a pipeline issue.
There's such a small pool and everybody is competing over the same people, and that's why we haven't seen any change.
Griffin says both play a role. But perhaps even more important is that there are fewer university jobs open across the board, and that qualified minority candidates aren't as interested in teaching after they earn their PhD.
So there are some questions that we have to start asking about training and whether or not something different is happening for scholars of color generally, but African-American scholars maybe in particular, to get a better understanding of, well, why do they not want to be faculty members at the end of their degree programs?
Griffin hasn't found that answer in her research yet. But back at VCU, Christopher Brooks's 25 years as a black professor in a predominantly white institution might give us a hint.
We can speak about issues of microaggression in a classroom where a student feels that it's easier to challenge a so-called diverse professor where they're not likely to do that to another professor.
And those little aggressions aren't just from students in the classroom. Brooks says sometimes it's an eye roll of a colleague, like when he brings up race while working on a hiring committee.
I will raise it. Sometimes it has been met with, oh, here he goes again, or something along those lines. But you still stay in the game and you stay in the fight. And so you continue to raise your voice.
For their part, VCU is taking a close and critical look at all these issues, from the hiring process to what kind of curriculum changes might attract and retain more diverse professors. VCU hopes to have an action plan in place by the end of the school year. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.